This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Joshua Landis, thank you for joining me all the way from Vermont.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be talking to you in England.
I'm here in England, and royal baby Buzz has really been reduced. But I'd like to spend time with you, Joshua, since you haven't been with us for a while, getting an update on Syria. The last we talked, we were looking at how the United States has increased lethal aid in addition to the non-lethal aid they were providing to the opposition. You now see the president of the Syrian National Coalition, the opposition, refusing to talk with President al-Assad. There are lots of conditions being placed. What's the latest on Syria? Bring us up to date.
Well, the Syria situation has presented the Obama administration with a real headache. Obama promised several weeks ago that he would begin to offer lethal aid, guns and ammunition and so forth, to the opposition. But he did that largely in response to gains that the Assad regime has been making. Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, and Lebanon have all doubled down and offered more support to President Assad. And this means that Assad has been able to retake the third largest city of Homs, which had been the sort of center of this revolt for the first year. And that means that the city has been devastated. It's like Stalingrad at the end of the Second World War. The pictures we're now getting out of it is real devastation. But he's also been able to take an enclave around this village called Qusayr, that is between Lebanon and Syria. And that had been a real strong point for the Sunni rebels in their effort to link Lebanon into the war. So Assad has consolidated in his regions along the coast and down to Damascus. The opposition has tried to consolidate its hold in the north of Syria along the Turkish border and in the east around Iraq. And that it has done, but it's very divided. And this creates the headache for Obama, because there's been great resistance to his offering more aid because the Islamic groups and jihadi groups, including al-Qaeda-based groups that are declared the terrorist organizations by the United States, have become the real heavy hitters in the opposition. So many people, particularly in Congress, are worried that more aid to the Sunni rebels means, in effect, aid to al-Qaeda. And that they don't want to do, and Obama has promised that he can separate the more liberals from the jihadists. But that's still a big question mark.
Yeah, it's definitely a big question mark. And let's connect that issue then of Syria with Iraq. I mean, we recently saw how al-Qaeda took over the famous prison, the Abu Ghraib prison. And there was this huge release of Islamists, you know, a real growth in violence in response. So now these two seem to be linked, right? The al-Qaeda movement in Iraq and what's going on in Syria, and particularly among the opposition.
Well, absolutely. The top UN officials have been saying that now the Iraqi and Syrian battlefields are one, because with the release, with the al-Qaeda takeover of Abu Ghraib for one day and releasing hundreds and hundreds of prisoners, dozens of which were al-Qaeda, central al-Qaeda figures, has re-energized al-Qaeda in Iraq. And they have now declared themselves a new organization, which is called the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria. So they have linked together Western Iraq, Eastern Syria, in one large battlefield. And there are regions dominated by al-Qaeda now who are trying to set up a state. And this has Western governments very worried, because it seems that an al-Qaeda too is reemerging in this Iraq-Syria central region of the Middle East.
So, Joshua, now it seems that, you know, as we're trying to draw down in parts of the Middle East here, particularly in Iraq, where we no longer have combat forces, and we're trying to draw down, at least we're expected to draw down in Afghanistan next year, and we see an increase in a resurgence of violence there, that, you know, now it just seems like it's all shifting around, and now we're going to focus on Syria as we're becoming more deeply involved in Syria. I mean, is this, how on earth are we expected to resolve this crisis, and what does this mean for the United States?
Well, that's the central debate. People like Senator McCain and so forth are saying we have to get involved in Syria, that it's going to come back to bite us, that we have to somehow find liberal forces that we can beef up with arms and help and aid and make them the main fighting force in Syria, large enough that they will be able to fight al-Qaeda and the Islamists. So in a sense, America would be fighting a two-front war in Syria against Assad, but also against the Islamists who've been allied with the Sunni rebel forces up until fairly recently. And this is the dilemma. Obama says, I want to work on the middle class in America, not the Middle East. He is trying to kickstart America's economy. He does not want to get sucked back into another major nationalist war with sectarian groups and terrorist groups in the Middle East. The question is, can he avoid it?
Yeah, that's the issue. Well, Joshua, there's so much to say and so little time, but thank you so much for joining me today on Worldviews to
enjoy England.
Your views. I will enjoy the last few days I have of actually sunny England. So thank you very much, Joshua.
Great to talk with you.